thank you for taking the time to do this interview.
Well, I'm glad to do it.
All right, thank you. What is your official job title?
My official job title is clerk typist.
Clerk slash typist, okay. What requirements does it take to become a civil servant?
Well, in my case, I was hired under a special program in which the handicapped were hired, and you had to complete a $700 trial period. And that's the way I was hired, because I've been working for over 30 years. So I've been working here a long, well, not at this, I've just been recently transferred to Gonzales, but I've been working for the post office a long time.
Okay.
So the requirements, I think, for my position are you have to type at least 40 words a minute.
Wow. That is really fast.
Well, that's not that fast, but you have to be able to type 40 words a minute, and then you have to, of course, have, you know, other skills as well. Now, of course, when I entered the Postal Service, they, to show you how far back this goes, I entered in 1974, and they didn't have computers at that time. But now, not only do you have to have that typing skill, but you have to have computer skills as well.
How did you learn about and decide you wanted to do this job?
Well, actually, my father worked for the post office, and he talked to the postmaster in New Orleans, Louisiana. And that's actually how I got in the job, you know, because of who my father knew at the time.
Are you responsible for getting to and from work on your own?
Well, I did. When I was in New Orleans, I used to take the bus.
Okay.
When I was in New Orleans, I took the bus for about 25 or 26 years, and then I got on this dollar ride service, which was a service for the paratransit. Now that I'm here in Gonzales, my daughter Helen brings me to work.
Okay.
But when I was in New Orleans, you know, I did take the bus to work. Yes, I did.
Okay. What does your work day consist of?
Now, what I do, I'm doing a little bit differently than what I did before. I answer the phone, but before I worked in Equal Employment Opportunity in New Orleans, Louisiana, before Hurricane Katrina. But what I do now is I answer the phone, and then if people call and they ask about their mail, I can look it up on the zip code. If they sent a letter, priority mail, or express mail and have a tracking confirm number, I can go on the postal website and look up and enter their tracking number and then look that up and then tell them, well, your letter was received on such and such a date. Sometimes people call and want to know what happened, you know, that they mailed something and the person hasn't got it. So that's the type of thing that I do. Sometimes I just listen to people if they have a complaint that they're not getting their mail. Sometimes people just want to be listened to.
Mm-hmm. What kind of education does your job require?
Well, the job that I have doesn't require more than a high school education, although I have a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree. I have a Bachelor in Performance. I play the clarinet. And I was there when Terry Bradshaw was playing. You may have seen him on Fox Sunday NFL.
Did you have other jobs before this one?
I briefly worked for 3 months for Sears in the early 1970s selling maintenance agreements over the phone. That was a difficult job because when I did that job, I'd have to take all the names home and write them down on cards. So that job never ended. That was a 25-hour-a-week or 30-hour-a-week job, but then I had to take my work home and get all the information. I had to have someone read the information off of the cards, like their name and their telephone number and what kind of appliance they had and how long of an agreement they had. I was doing maintenance agreements, renewals, to try to get people to renew their maintenance agreement. So at that time, the technology was not available. That's available today. That job was much more difficult to do.
Are you comfortable about talking about your visual impairment?
Sure.
Okay. How much useful vision do you have?
I don't have any.
Okay.
I lost my sight due to retrolental fibroplasia, RLF, caused by too much oxygen. I was born premature.
Okay. Did you have to learn to read and write Braille?
Sure. I learned in kindergarten. You know, like people learn to read and write print, I learned in kindergarten.
Okay. Do you use a computer or other technology to help you at work?
Well, I use the computer. I use the JAWS.
Okay.
JAWS speech program?
Yes. Do you use any other assistive technology to help you through the day?
I also have a Perkins Braille writer that I can use to write down things, but it's easier to write them on the computer because then if I have to give the message to someone, I can go ahead and print it.
Right. Do you use a cane or a guide dog to help you?
Yeah, I travel with a cane.
Okay.
Telescopic canes because I can put it out of the way on my desk, but it is a telescopic long white cane.
Do you like your job?
Yes, you know, I mean, I'm very fortunate to have a job that I have, really. You know, because there are a lot of blind people that, not so much in your generation, but there are a lot of older blind people, and you can check around, that are really underemployed. Underemployed in terms of salary. There are a lot of blind people, you know, that have qualifications but just can't seem to find a job. It's difficult, so I'm very thankful to have the job that I have.
What do you like best and least about it, about your job?
Well, what do I like best?
Yes.
What I like best is that if I can call and be a polite voice and answer someone's question, help them out, make them feel like that they are important. That's the part I like the best. What I like the least is if you get a person that doesn't want to listen to what you're saying.
What job did you want to have when you were my age?
I guess if I had a job that I really wanted to have, it would be sportscaster. I love sports.
Oh, me too.
So that would be the job I'd like to have. I was your age, yeah. Sportscaster or possibly playing music. But playing music, of course, is not a, you know, that's not a secure job.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Something that you can count on every day.
Right. What do you like to do outside of work?
What do you like outside of work? I like to use my computer. We attend church. My wife and I, members of the, I think you met my wife, Terry. I think
yes.
We're members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And we do a lot of work with them. We teach Sunday school class. In terms of what I like to do outside of work, I like to listen to music. I like to read talking books, and I like to listen or watch sports.
Why did you go to the NFB conference?
Because National Federation of the Blind helped me, not only after Katrina, but they helped me with my job at the Postal Service when I was first hired, and this was years ago, when I was in New Orleans. The Postal Service said there wasn't anything that a blind person could do. So the Federation was a legal advocate for me at that time. And so I've always been a part of the Federation. I always go when I can because I feel that the Federation helps blind people to learn to advocate for themselves. And then if they need help, they will be there to help them. Do you need any more information, like my age or anything, or you need that? Or
yes.
I was born December 31st, 1948, and I graduated from the School for the Blind. I went to the Louisiana State School for the Blind, and I graduated in 1967. And I graduated from Louisiana Tech in 1971, and I've been working for the Postal Service since January of 1974.
Did you take the civil servants exam?
No. I got in as a special appointment.
Okay.
Special 700-hour appointment.
Do you have anything else to add?
Well, I just want to say that I'm very happy with the way that the American Foundation and National Federation of Blind are working together today.
Yes.
Always that way, but I'm glad to see the relationship that those two organizations have, and I'm glad to, you know, be able to help you, because I'm very impressed with the work that you're doing.
All right. Thank you for your time.
I'm very glad to help.
All right.
All right, and it's been a pleasure meeting you, too.
Yes, pleasure meeting you, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.